And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 1st of June 2025. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Complex low Bailey 995 moving steadily southeast and losing its identity by 1800 Sunday. New low expected 50 miles north of Shetland 990 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. West Viking. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. East Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later except in South Utsira. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, veering west or northwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South or southeast, veering southwest, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, except in Humber. Showers, moderate or good. Plymouth, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, showers, good. Biscay, north or northwest, 2 to 4, showers, thundery in south, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, mainly northerly 5 to 7, but cyclonic 3 to 5 in southeast, showers, good. Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly, mainly 3 to 5, but 5 to 7 in far southeast, showers, good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Fastnet, then veering northwest later, showers, moderate or good. Irish Sea, southwest veering northwest later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times, showers, perhaps thundery in north, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, showers, perhaps thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic becoming west or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers, occasionally thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain at first in southeast, otherwise showers, moderate or good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic. West, southwest, 5. Rain, 11 miles, 1004, now falling. Stornoway. South, southwest, 4. Recent rain, 24 miles, 1001, steady. Lerwick. South, southwest, 3. Slight rain, 3 miles, 1000, falling more slowly. Wick automatic. Southwest 3, 16 miles, 1002, now falling. Aberdeen, southwest 3, 22 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest 3, recent rain, 35 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest by south 3, 19 miles, 1008, now rising. Bridlington, southwest by west 3, 1010, now falling. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest 6, 5 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. West by North, 3, 1016, now falling. Jersey, west-northwest, 3, mist, 2 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Channel light vessel, automatic. Southwest, 4, 5 miles, 1017. Scilly, automatic. West, 4, 7 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Milford Haven. West, southwest, 4, 7 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Aberporth. Southwest, 4, 8 miles, 1014, steady. Valley. Southwest, 5, mist, 5 miles, 1011, steady. Liverpool Crosby. Southwest, 5, mist, 3 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Valentia. Southwest by west, 4, 9 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Ronald's Way. West, southwest, 3, 14 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Malinhead. Southwest by south, 5, slight showers, 13 miles, 1006, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic. Southwest, 3, recent rain, 27 miles, 1007, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A complex area of low pressure will bring strong winds and showers to the coastal waters during Sunday, with some of the showers becoming heavy and thundery in the north and west. A transient ridge of high pressure will follow eastwards during Sunday night. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in south and 7 later in north. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, then veering northwest later and increasing 6 at times near Rattray Head. Showers becoming thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, veering west or northwest later, 3 to 5. Showers becoming thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, 3 to 5, veering west 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, then showers, good. Gibraltar Point to Northmorland. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Northmorland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Showers for a time, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, then increasing 6 at times, then veering northwest later. Mainly fair, then showers, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 4 to 6, veering northwest, 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, then showers, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, then veering northwesterly later. Showers for a time, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in south, then veering northwesterly later, mainly fair, then showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Southwest, veering west, then northwest later, 4 to 6, rain for a time at first, then showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwesterly, veering westerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, then veering northwesterly later and increasing 7 for a time in north. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 3 to 5, then northwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Mullough Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, then veering northwest later and increasing 7 for a time. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northwest 4 to 6 later, increasing 7 for a time later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Andrew Peach in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to The Inquiry with me, Tanya Beckett, from the BBC World Service. New concerns are emerging that the next pandemic could be a fungal disease.
So fungal pathogens are all around us. We are exposed to those fungi the whole day.
Climate change is part of the problem.
The possibility exists that we're going to be getting more fungal diseases in areas where we currently don't have them.
But hope is on the horizon.
If we can disrupt the emergence of resistance in the environment, then there's real hope that some of these drugs that we're developing will be with us for the long term.
This week we're asking, can we stop killer fungi? Join me, Tanya Beckett, for The Inquiry from the BBC World Service after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Hamas has offered to relinquish its administrative authority over the Gaza Strip in its official response to the US Gaza ceasefire proposal. The militant group suggests handing governance to an independent technocratic committee once a permanent ceasefire has been announced. It's also suggesting the freeing of half of the living and dead Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners during an initial 60-day ceasefire, and the rest once Israel fully withdraws. From Jerusalem, here's Barbara Platusher.
It also listed in detail its reservations about the draft proposed by the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff. Hamas repeated the movement's well-known demands, guarantees that the truce would lead to a permanent ceasefire, a complete Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, and a resumption of unrestricted aid. None of these conditions are in the offer currently on the table. Israel called Hamas's statement a refusal of the proposal, and the tone of Mr. Witkoff's response suggested there wasn't room for amendments.
Russia says a highway bridge has collapsed onto a moving passenger train in a region close to the Ukraine border. The governor of the Bryansk region said at least 7 people were killed and more than 20 injured. David Bamford reports.
The governor of Russia's Bryansk region confirmed there'd been casualties when several heavy trucks came crashing down on the Moscow Express from Klimova as it passed underneath. Pictures online showed mangled carriages and passengers helping each other climb out of the wreckage in the dark. The incident took place just 100 kilometres from the Ukraine border. Russian rail officials said the bridge had been damaged by illegal interference, adding to speculation that this was an act of sabotage linked to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine.
China has protested to Washington over comments by the U.S. Defense Secretary, Pete.